们还是开始读几处的经文。
And let's read a few scriptures.
第一处在启示录的第二十一章第六节。
First in the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verse 6.
他又对我说，都成了，我是阿拉法，我是俄米伽，我是初，我是终。我要将生命泉的水白白赐给那口渴的人喝。
And he said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, and beginning and the end. I'll give to him the thirst of the fountain of the water of life freely.
第二处在启示录第二十二章十三节。
Book of Revelation, chapter 22, verse 13.
二十二章十三节，我是阿拉法，我是俄米伽。我是首先的，我是末后的，我是初，我是终。
I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end.
第三处在以赛亚书第九章第六、第七节。
Book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 6.
因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙策士。全能的神，永在的父，和平的君。
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name is called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty, God, Father of Eternity, Prince of Peace.
他的政权与平安必加增无穷，他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义使国坚定稳固，从今直到永远。万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。
Of the increase of his government and of the peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David and over his kingdom to establish it and to uphold it with judgment and with righteousness from hereforth even forever. The zeal of Jehovah of hosts will perform this.
感谢主，神给我一次机会在。给弟兄姊妹有这样美好的交通的机会。
And thanks the Lord for giving me this chance to share with you again.
在这次预备的过程中，我是想到最近我们当中有些弟兄姊妹有一些的追求。
While I am preparing this, I have thought about some brothers and sisters following.
我们大概是在去年初2004年一月份到今年二月份。
About from last year, January 2014 till February this year.
我们在追求这个读这个施百克弟兄的一个属灵的书籍的追求。
We have this spiritual fellowship in Brother Young's house reading Spark's book.
他是讲到神对于人的悖逆的反应。
And is mentioning about God's reactions to his man's rebellious.
这是上下两卷。
And it's two chapters.
所以我们用了一年多一点的时间，就把它交通完了。
So it took us about more than a year to finish.
非常的丰富。
It's very rich.
但是我这次不会讲到那个特别讲的那个。
But I'm not going to talk about it in detail.
因为一年多的时间没有办法一堂能讲完。
Because it's not going to be possible to summarize in a month.
但是呢，我在几乎差不多同时的时间，我又学习一本施百克弟兄的另一卷书。
But about the same time, I was also reading another book written by Sparks.
这个书呢，是因为伯弟兄到我们当中来分享的时候，私下里他提到有一本书。
And I read this book because Brother Bo mentioned it.
就是他是施百克弟兄写的，他的英文题目叫 The Persistent Purpose of God.
And the book title is The Persistent Purpose of God.
所以你可以翻译成是神永远的旨意。
Or the eternal will of God.
或者是呢神不改变的旨意。
Or unchangeable will of God.
因为他提到 那卷书对很多弟兄姊妹有很大的帮助。
It helped a lot of brothers and sisters.
所以我呢就到网上，他有这个施百克弟兄有这样的免费的网站可以来读英文的版本。
So there is this free website from Brother Bo that we can read his readings.
所以我就读到他的这一卷书我读完了。
So I finished this book.
但是第一章他讲到很多解释圣经和读圣经的 五大重要的原则。
But his chapter one has mentioned about the intention of how to read Bible.
这五大重要的原则，我读的时候非常的，我觉得非常对我非常有大的很大的帮助。
And it helped me a lot.
所以我会现在开始给弟兄姊妹稍微提一下。
So I'd like to mention some of them.
那我那第一章呢，我又印到大概九份是十份再放后面。
I have about 10 copies in the back.
啊，他呢有下面有一个网址，那个网址就是施百克弟兄的那个免费的网址。
And there is a website.From Brother Paul.
所以你要想读所有关于施百克弟兄所写的书或者是他的信息都可以到那里去。
So, and if you would like to read more books from Brother Sparks, you can go to that website.
我和弟兄姊妹一起追求读那段书的时候，我觉得我们弟兄给我里面一个灵里面一个极大的一个开启。
There is this enlightenment to me from reading these.
就是好像我们以前读圣经是在一个水平上。
It's like we stay in the same level while reading the Bible.
但是呢，我们现在通过我们弟兄的得着，我们发现圣经实在是更加有更加高的层次。
But through reading these books, I see a higher level of reading Bible.
比方说这五个读经的原则。
For example, there are five principles of reading Bibles.
它第一个原则就是讲到，就是我们今天的题目，它是讲到神的永远。
The first principle is the eternity of God.
或者说神就是他有一个特性就是从永远到永远。
Or there is this characteristic which is God is from eternal to eternal.
那我很简单的讲就是在我们有时间的限制。
We are limited by time.
这个圣经写出来呢也是有时间的前后。
And the Bible was written in chronological order.
有些是旧约。
Some are in the Old Testament,
有些是新约
some are in the New Testament.
有些是那个时候写的是关于将来的事
And some of those are written for the future, what is going to happen.
有些是那个时候是关于历史的评价
And some of those were written about the history.
但是呢在神他没有时间的限制
But to God, there is no time limitation.
今天早晨我们姊妹所点的诗歌
For example, the hymns that we just sang this morning.
耶稣昨日今日直到永远都是一样的
Jesus never changed.Change from past, today, and future.
在我们有过去、现在和将来。
We have past, present, and future.
在这位从永远到永远的神里面，他都是现在。
But this eternal God has no past and is always present.
所以，当我们读圣经的时候，这个原则非常重要。
So we have to understand this important principle.
因为我们看圣经的时候，常常是。一部分一部分一部分
Because we always take out of context when we read the Bible.
但是神他所说的每一个部分他都有一个他完全的心意在那里
But every part has this eternal view of God.
在我们看来好像是一个暂时的一个情形
To us we might see it as a temporary.
但是那个里面就已经包含着神他在永远中的一个完全的心意。
But it contained into his eternal will.
在我们可能是一个现在的这个情况。
To us, it could be a present term.
但是在神呢，这个现在的情况，将来在他的计划中要演变成这个永远的情形。
But to God, this present term is going to evolve into the eternal will.
所以我下面会有例子给弟兄姊妹讲。
I'm going to give you more examples.
这样讲很抽象，但是你会发现这个对我们有很大的帮助。
It could be very abstract right now for you, but I'm going to give examples to help you.
所以第二，他说第二点读经的原则。
And the second principle.
他说是。基督的包罗万象
which is the comprehensiveness of Christ.
他就是说，你读圣经，你一定不是在读一本书而已。
So when you're reading Bible, you're not reading a book.
你读这本书，你是在认识一位人，一位。
While you're reading it, you are actually knowing a person.
你是在和一个活的神。发生关系。
You are starting a relationship with this living God.
我记得在启示录第十五章讲到。
I know in the book of Revelation, chapter 15.
是吧？我们当时读启示录的时候。
While we are reading the book of Revelation.
我们很难 特别明白这些启示的这些意象。
It's hard to us to understand the visions.
但是呢，在启示录十九章第十节，他怎么讲
？But in the book of Revelation chapter 19 verse 10, what does it say?
他说预言的灵异是为耶稣基督做见证。
It says that the testimony of Christ, the prophecy is for the testimony of Christ.
所以你看，你要是不知道这个的。这个关键的话，你读很多东西你就会偏离。
So if you don't understand this key, you are going to deviate from this purpose.
所以我觉得这个对我也是一个极大的帮助。
It is a big help to me.
所以我们每天我们读经的，我为什么特别对于读经这个有负担呢
？So why do we have this burden of reading Bible?
你看我们现在啊。在网络上有很多弟兄姊妹每天都有读经的计划。
On the online, there are a lot of Bible reading daily plan.
我们很多弟兄姊妹参与的像 WeChat.
And our brothers and sisters were part of the WeChat group.
有可能一年就能读完一遍圣经。
We might be able to finish the Bible in 1 year.
就是每天我们都可以读的。
And we can read it every day.
我们每周都有周五的读经聚会。
And Friday we have the Bible study.
主日有若是没有耽误他，主日都有成人主日学。
And Sunday we have the Sunday school.
每个月我们都基本上都有这个像这个史瓦克弟兄的这个另一本书我们在读。
And every month we have this reading of Brother Sparks.
还有这个。我们在读旧约，我们也有追求。
And we read Old Testament.
然后呢，每年 ，every year.
And every year.
我们有两个大特会，很多弟兄姊妹都参与。
And we have two special gatherings.
在弗吉尼亚那边的特会。
In Virginia.
在西岸的特会。
And also in the West Coast.
我们刚经过两次特会。
We just experienced two special gatherings.
不论是我们可以亲自去的
，No matter we can go in person，
还是我们可以从网络上借着我们弟兄给我们的这个 copy 的这些材料，我们这是两次属灵的大餐。
Or we can download the message. It's like we are having two big feasts.
所以我觉得这些读经的原则非常非常非常重要。
So I see the importance of these principles of reading Bible.
我们回到刚才那个，就是我们读圣经一定要读出耶稣基督。
So when we read Bible, we have to read out of Jesus.
所以施柏克定他说，你要在基督里读圣经。
And Brother Spark mentioned that you have to read the Bible in Christ.
而且然后你要在圣经里读出基督来。
And from the Bible, you have to find Jesus Christ.
若是我们不能读出基督来，我们就是在头脑中。
If we cannot find Jesus Christ from our reading, then we are just reading it in our mind.
但是我们要是读圣经，能摸到这位真实的神的儿子耶稣基督。
But if we can touch this God, Son of God, Jesus Christ,
那我们就会得到极大的益处。
Then we can be beneficial.
所以我觉得这是非常重要的一个原则。
So this is an important.Principle.
第三个原则，他说这个圣经的解释是圣灵。
And the third principle is the interpreter of the Bible is the Holy Spirit.
所以你看第二点，他说圣经的实际上内容或者圣经就是耶稣基督。
And so from the second principle, you can see that the Bible is Christ.
但怎么解释呢
？So how do you explain it?
当你读的时候，是圣灵来解释。
So when you are reading it, it's actually the Holy Spirit helping you to interpret and explain.
所以弟兄姊妹有没有这个经历
？So have you experienced it?
当我们在一起读经的时候
，While we are reading the Bible together,
或许有弟兄姊妹有疑问
，Or some brother has question.
或许有弟兄姊妹有分享
，Or brother sister has a sharing.
但我们常常会有了圣灵的感动，可以跟上。有时候我们会回答弟兄姊妹的问题。
And sometimes we have this Holy Spirit touching to answer this brothers and sisters.
有时候是我们的问题被其他弟兄姊妹在圣灵里面来回答。
And sometimes our question were answered by other brothers and sisters.
这就是我们每次读经的都是我们活生生的在灵里面的经历。
So every time we have Bible study, this is an experience of the Holy Spirit.
第四点，他说是 the final， 是英文是 the final mention。
And the fourth principle is the final mention。
就是说，我以前常听说你要看圣经，要看第一次提到 是什么哪个地方。
And in the past, I have mentioned that when you read the Bible, you want to find the first place that it mentioned that point.
啊，比方说这个爱第一次在哪里出现
？For example, if we talk about love, where does it happen first in the Bible?
这很重要。
That's very important.
但是我们弟兄讲到，他说你要看这些事情的时候，很多都在圣经中提到。
There are points that mention throughout the Bible.
但是呢，你要看到圣经最后他怎么讲这件事情。
But you have to see what is the final mention of it in the Bible.
这个最后的这个是非常重要的。
It's very important of this final time that mention.
因为神是从永远到永远的。
Because God is from eternal to eternal.
但神的启示是从旧约到新约，按照时间的旨意来展开的。
But God's revelation starts from the Old Testament to the New Testament according to time.
当你看到这个词或者这个事情在最后来说的时候，
When you see a point mentioned in the last,
你看这件事情说的这个周围的关系，
And you see how this point is mentioned around the text,
就能帮助我们真正明白这个事情在整本圣经中神的完全的心意是怎样。
And it will help you to understand how this point is being brought from the Old Testament throughout the book.
所以这和第一点神是永远的是很有联系的。
And so it's related, closely related to the first point, that eternity of God.
所以我下面会着重讲到第四点和第一点。
So I'm going to mention more about the fourth point and the first point.
他讲的第五个原则。
But let's look at the fifth point.
他说真正有价值的是属灵的。
That the real value is the spiritual.
所以我们读圣经的时候，我们是不是要看到它里面的灵，圣灵里面的意思？
So when we are reading Bible, are we reading the spiritual meaning?
还只是看到它的短暂的或者是现在的这种意义。
So, or we are just reading the temporary and present meaning?
所以这个就是对我们也是很大的很好的提醒。
So this is a remind to us.
所以我呢，我觉得我想给弟兄姊妹像刚才讲到的，我就着重讲到第四和第一个这个这两个原则。
I'm going to focus on the point four and point one.
然后我会把这个圣经中最后提到的一些各种重要的关系和弟兄姊妹一起来探讨。
And I'm also going to share with you the last mention of a few points from the Bible.
所以我们来读这些重要的一些基本的关系和经历。
While we are reading these relationship and experience,
他在圣经中最后怎么提的？
And how was this mentioned in the Bible?
然后我们会再往前看一看，神在整本圣经中或许怎么提？
And then pushing back to the previous chapters, then we will see how God mentioned them.
然后我们再了解什么叫做最后的提到？
So that we can understand what is the principle of this final mention.
什么叫做神是为什么是神是永远的
？And why God is the eternal God？
所以我们有一点祷告。
And let's have more prayer。
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you。
我们求你真是用圣灵来帮助我们。
May you help us with your Holy Spirit。
主，我们实在是明白，若是我们在你的宝血的洁净下常来到你面前。
We understand that we come to you with your clean blood.
我们可以敞着脸来到你面前。
That we can have face to face to you.
我们愿意更多的认识你。
That we want to know you more.
主，我们相信这个心意你纪念，你也喜悦。
And we know that this pleases your will.
主，我们求你今天与我们的聚会同在。
And may you be with us in this gathering.
用你圣灵特别的把你的话解开。
May Holy Spirit open up your word.
主，把你自己的心意借着你的话向我们每一位来开启。
And your will is open to us through word.
让我们真正和主和我们弟兄姊妹有一个更加在属灵的里面有更美好的生命的交通。
So that in fellowship in spiritual we have this good fellowship among brothers and sisters.
主，我们以下的时间都交到你的手中。
And we give the following time in your hand.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 好，我们进入正题，就是讲到第一个关系。
And we continue and let's talk about the first relationship.
这关系呢和我们最近弟兄姊妹的这个很有关系。
I think it's very related to our current gathering.
因为今年我们就夏天就有三个婚礼。
Because this summer we have three weddings.
现在已经有一个，还有两个婚礼要进行。
So one is done and two to go.
所以我想就是讲到这个或者是 marriage 或者是就是结婚或者是婚礼在圣经中的这样的提到。
So I'd like to talk about marriage, wedding that mentioned in Bible.
它讲到一个非常基本的关系。
It's a basic relationship.
就是这个丈夫和妻子的关系。
The relationship between husband and wife.
啊，所以我们看在这个启示录第二十一章第二节。
And in a book of Revelation, chapter 21, verse 2.
第二章第二十一章第二节。我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。
And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of the heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband.
第九节。
Verse 9.
拿着七个金碗盛满末后七灾的七位天使中，有一位来对我说：“你到这里来。”我要将心腹就是羔羊的旗指给你看。
And there came one of the seven angels which had had the seven bowls full of seven last plagues and spoke to me saying, Come here, I'll show you the bride, the Lamb's wife.
我被圣灵感动，天使就带我到一座高大的山，将那由神那里从天而降的圣城耶路撒冷指示我。
And he carried me away in the spirit and set me on a great and high mountain and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of the heaven from God.
这是在圣经中最后一次提到。
This is mentioned in the Bible last time.
大家看到这个关系。
When you see this relationship,
就是基督和他的心腹教会的关系。
There is Christ and the new bride and the church relationship.
在这个最后的提到的时候，我们是看到一个非常美丽的完全合一的境况。
And we see this perfect relationship.
然后倒数第二次 mention， 第二次提到。
And the second time it mentioned.
的第十九章，再往前一点啊，这是最后一次，再往前一点，十九章第六节。
So going back to the previous chapter in chapter 19.
我听见好像群众的声音、众水的声音、大雷的声音，说哈利路亚，因为主我们的神全能者作王了。
And I heard as a voice of a great crowd, and as a voice of many waters, and as a voice of strong thunder, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the mighty, has taken to himself kindly power.
我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，新妇也自己预备好了。
Let us rejoice and exult and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready.
就蒙恩德穿光明洁白的细麻衣，这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
And it was given to her that she should be clothed in fine linen, bright and pure, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saint.
所以这个婚礼或者是婚宴，是吧？这是倒数第二次提出来。
So the wedding is mentioned from the Bible the second last time.
我们有弟兄啊，特别江弟兄最近也分享到，他说这两次是不是一次呢？
So the brother Jiang also shared whether these two times actually is the same time.
不是一次。
It's not the same.
因为他们这个十九章这一次呢，是在千禧年开始之前有的。羔羊的婚宴。
Because what is mentioned in chapter 19 was happened in the thousand years.
那是讲到真正得胜的那些可以预备整齐来迎接主的再来。
These were mentioned for the overcomers who are prepared for the return of the of Christ.
在福音书中特别提到有很多要在外面哀哭切齿。
And it's mentioned in the book of Gospels that some of those are crying out.
所以十九章这次，在二十一章那次，差不多一千年以前，有一次还不完全。
So what is between the chapter 19 and chapter 20 first is is a thousand years apart.
所以这次为什么不完全呢？是因为他的这个心腹所的组成没有包括所有蒙恩得救的。
And why is the one mentioned in the chapter 19 not perfect? Because the bride did not consist of all the saved people.
当二十一章到来的时候，那里面就是所有蒙恩得救的圣徒。
But chapter 21 will include all the saved by grace people. people saved by grace.
当我听到江弟兄这样讲的时候，我里面有非常深的一个感受。
When I heard Brother Jiang mention this, I'm touched.
就他就是我是。就是神的旨意一定要成就。
That God's will has to be accomplished.
我们一旦得救，就永远得救。
Once we are saved, we will be saved eternally.
那我们要停在十九章，我们觉得不对呀。
If we stop at chapter 19, we feel not right.
但是呢，神要借着千年国度这个熬炼的过程，所有的圣徒在到二十一章的时候，在勇士里面。都能够成为新耶路撒冷的组成。
But God wants to use this thousand years through the discipline to help all other people to be saved and enter into this wedding in the chapter 21.
你刚才我们弟兄姊妹一起唱的那首诗歌。
We have sang another hymn.
多非常美，是吧
？Is they are all beautiful.
我每次唱的时候，我里面就有一个好像有一个永恒的。感觉
Every time I sing, I feel like I'm in the eternity.
还有一个是这个爱的感觉
And feel of the love.
所以你唱的时候，你是觉得被神的爱和一个永恒的神和羔羊的妻啊，耶稣和羔羊的妻，也就是教会之间的那个美好的关系
And I see the relationship between Christ and the Christ's bride, which is church.
但是那个还不是最后的光景
But that is still not the last part.
因为他讲的是天国即将破晓
Because it mentioned about the heaven kingdom.
所以我理解那首诗歌呢，是对应着那个十九章这个千年国度之前的。
So my understanding of that hymn referred to chapter 19 in this book of Revelation.
那我们再往前看的时候
，And when we look further back to the Bible,
在约翰福音中约翰记载了主耶稣讲到这个关系。
In the book of John, John also mentioned about the relationship.
在十七章约翰福音十七章的第二十节
，Chapter 17, verse 20。
他说：“我不但为这些人祈求，这是主自己说的，也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求。”
Lord himself says, "And I do not demand for these only, but also for those who believe on me through their word."
使他们都合而为一，正如你父在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我们里面，叫世人可以信你差了我来。
That they may be all one as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me.
你所赐给我的荣耀，我已赐给他们，使他们合而为一，像我们合而为一。
And the glory which thou hast given me, I have given them, that they may be one as we are one.
我在他们里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全的合而为一。叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们如同爱我一样。
I in them and thou in me, that they may be perfected into one, and the world may know that thou hast sent me, and that thou hast loved them as thou hast loved me.
所以你看二十一节他讲，你父在我里面，我在你里面。
Verse 21 mentioned that the Father in me and I in them.
这说明什么？这是。是父和子的完全合一。
And mentioned about the unity of Father and the Christ.
但他又讲呢，使他们也在我们里面。
But it also mentioned that make them in us.
所以父子合一。
So the Father and Son is one.
然后我们在他里面。
And we are in them.
然后二十三节呢
？Verse 23.
我在他们里面。
I am in them.
你在我里面。
And you are in me.
我在他们里面，所以我又成在他们的里面。
I am in them, so I'm part of them.
所以我们的主在这里祈祷，所祈祷的就是我父子和我们作为他的心腹完全合在一起。
So this mention about how Father and Son and us all united in as one.
你在我里面，我在你里面。
I am in you, and you are in me.
这是一个合一的过程。
And this is the process of being unified.
这是在。最后的启示录在约翰福音主他的祷告就是在这个过程中要使得这个过程最后在启示录中达到那个完全的合一
Our Lord's prayer in this book of John mentioned is the process that will get to accomplished in the book of Revelation
我们再往后时间往后 到旧约。
And then we look back to the book, Old Testament.
比方在以赛亚书第六十一章。
Book of Isaiah, chapter 61.
第一节。
Verse 1.
他说：“主耶和华的灵在我身上，因为耶和华用高高我，叫我传好信息给谦卑的人，差遣我医好伤心的人，报告被掳的得释放，被囚的出监牢。”
The Spirit of the Lord Jehovah is upon me, because Jehovah hath anointed me to announce glad tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and opening of the prison to them that are wounded.
我们读新约都知道，这个地方就是指的我们的主。
We know that when we are reading the New Testament, this verse actually referred to our Christ.
就是先知以赛亚在旧约的时候指着我们的主耶稣所说的话。
That our prophet Isaiah mentioned about Jesus Christ.
但是非常奇妙的第十节。
And miraculously in verse 10.
他说：“我因耶和华大大欢喜，我的心靠神快乐，因他以拯救为衣给我穿上，以公义为袍给我披上，好像新郎戴上华冠，又像新妇。”
I'll greatly rejoice in Jehovah. My soul shall be joyful in my God. For he hath clothed me with the garment of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decks himself with the priestly turban, and as the bride adorns herself with her jewels.
这里我们看第十节讲到的这个人既像新郎又像新妇的。这个就是刚才我们上下文中的我们的主自己。
When you read this verse 10, you will see that this person described acts as a bride as well as a bridegroom. But it's actually referred to our Christ, Lord.
这怎么可能呢？
And how is that possible?
所以我记得王国显弟兄在他交通中也提到。
I remember our brother Wang has mentioned.
这就是一个在时间中神借着以赛亚给我们看到在那个时候这个羔羊和他的妻合一的一个证据。
That this actually God using Isaiah to show us how the lamb and his bride can be combined as one.
到最后的时候我们的主和教会因为在性情上都像我们的主。
At the end, our Lord, as well as the church, has this characteristics like our Lord.
这个新郎新娘都合在一起。
So the bride and the bridegroom are united.
我们看到教会就看到了我们的主。
When we see church, we see our Lord.
我们感谢主啊，这是实在是非常奇妙。
And thanks the Lord, this is a miracle.
那最再往前最早一次提到婚姻是什么？
And let's look at the first time that the Bible mentioned about marriage.
这是在创世纪的第二章。
In the book of Genesis, chapter 2.
第二十一节他这样讲。
Verse 21.
耶和华神使他沉睡，他就睡了。于是取下他的一条肋骨，又把肉合起来。
And Jehovah Elohim caused a deep sleep to fall upon man, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up flesh in his stead.
耶和华神就用那人身上所取的肋骨造成一个女人，领他到那人跟前。
And Jehovah Elohim built the rib that he had taken from man into a woman and brought her to man.
那人说，这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉，可以称她为女人，因为她是从男人身上取出来的。
And the man said, this time it is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. This shall be called woman, because this was taken out of a man.
人要离开父母与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and cleave to his wife, and they shall become one flesh.
这是摩西他在那个时候神开启他在创世纪的时候就写到这个丈夫和妻子的关系。
This relationship was written by Moses with the revelation from God.
它是一个暂时的关系。
It's a temporary relationship.
因为亚当和夏娃他不论活多少年他会死去的。
Because Adam and Eve, no matter how long they have lived, they will die.
我们每一个结过婚的，我们现在是结婚的，我们也是暂时的关系。
And in current time, your wife and your husband, these are all temporary relationship.
但是他主为什么要设计这个关系呢?
But why Lord want to build this relationship?
主为什么把我们放在很多弟兄姊妹放在婚姻的关系?
Why Lord put a lot of brothers and sisters in marriage?
他是从这个让我们从短暂的关系中学到那个属灵的功课。
So that we can use this temporary relationship to learn the eternal spiritual lesson.
因为神是从永远到永远的神。
Because our Lord is from eternal to eternal.
他最终的目的就是让我们真正明白基督和教会这个爱的关系。
His final intention is to make us understand Christ and church relationship.
这个好像非常高,
it could be very high meaning to you.
但是这个有没有实际的价值?
But is there any practical value?
我们想一想, 保罗在写以弗所书的时候,
if we think about what Paul has written in the book of Ephesians,
他在前几章写出最高的启示,
he has written very high revelation to us.
把我们能带到在灵里面带到与基督同坐在天上的这个实际.
So that in spirit he can bring us to a seat with Lord.
但是在第五章的时候呢, 他就马上落实到夫妻的关系.
And in chapter 5 he brought us to this practical loving between husband and wife.
所以我觉得我特别的感谢主, 每一次弟兄姊妹结婚,
and thanks the Lord in every marriage.
对于我们自己的婚姻也是一样。
And to my own too.
我们应该知道这是神非常神圣的一个让我们来经历他的机会。
We should know that this is a holy experience for, to us.
不是要让我们在这个世上怎么享受。
Not to, for us how to enjoy in this earth.
或者是, 这个有我们的后代而已。
Or just to have children.
他是让我们学 这个基督和教会的这个关系。
But he is helping us to learn the Lord and church relationship.
所以以弗所书第五章他讲到妻子要顺服丈夫，向这个教会顺服基督。
So it mentioned in chapter 5 that wives should submit themselves to their husband as to the Lord.
这好像很难。
It sounds difficult.
但是呢，另一方面更难。
But the other point is even more difficult.
要丈夫要爱妻子，像基督爱教会，为教会使。
That the husband has to love the wife as if Christ loved the church.
这是主的话，这是保罗所说的。
This is written by Paul.
所以他是讲到这个夫妻的关系，是让我们要经历他那个。 基督和教会那个爱的关系。
Is the husband and wife relationship revealed upon for Lord and church?
因为时间关系我没有办法太多说。
And because of time I cannot elaborate more.
我想讲第二个关系。
But I want to mention about the second relationship.
就是父子的关系。
That is the father and son.
或者说是 做父母亲和儿女的关系。
Or the parents and children.
或者说我们这次在特会中特别有弟兄姊妹提到这个纵向的关系。
And in the special gathering that brother and sister had mentioned about the vertical relationship.
一方面当然我们的 主和父神他之间是合一的关系。
At one point, the Lord and the Father, Heavenly Father are united.
但是我们作为神的儿女，我们和神之间也是父亲与孩子的关系。
But as the Son of God, we are also having this vertical relationship with the Heavenly Father.
所以在最后一次提到是在21章第6、第7节。
So this relationship is mentioned last in the book of Revelation, chapter 21.
对，在启示录的21章，他这里讲到说，我们刚才已经读过的经文，得胜的必承受这些为业。 他要做, 我要做他的神, 他要做我的儿子。
That he that overcomes shall inherit these things, and I will be to him God, and he shall be my son.
然后在第21章的22节,
and then verse 22,
他说, 我未见城内有殿, 因主神全能者和羔羊为城的殿。
And I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty is its temple and the Lamb.
那城内又不用日光, 日月光照, 因有神的荣耀光照, 又有羔羊为城的灯。
And the city has no need of the sun nor of the moon that they should shine for it, for the glory of God has enlightened it, and the Lamb therefore is the Lamb.
所以他提到这个光和电这件事情。
So it mentioned about the light and the temple.
光和, yeah, 光和电，他都讲到神和羔羊，所以这个父子的合一是没有问题的。
And it refers to the Lamb and the Son of God.
但是呢，他这个圣城耶路撒冷都是这些蒙恩的这神的儿女所组成。
And this new Jerusalem is built up by the children of God.
所以这个关系呢是永远在我们将来最后的神的心意，就是圣城与殿和光的这样的一个关系。
So this relationship between us and the Lord is the future New Jerusalem that with the saints.And the light in this new Jerusalem.
是我们和自己，我们自己的儿女之间的关系。
And refer to us and our own children.
或者我们和我们父母亲的关系。
Or us with our parents.
我觉得这就是神给我们和刚才那个类似的意义，让我们在地上有这样短暂的关系。
That this has similar meaning to us, for us to experience from this temporary relationship.
但我们的关系真正的目的是让我们要体察天上的父和他的儿女，或者是父神和子神他们之间的爱的关系。
But this is for us to understand the Heavenly Father and the Son of God relationship.
因为父母亲这些关系都是在地上的暂时的关系。
Because parents and children are temporary relationship on earth.
到了最后的时候，这些关系都消失了。
At the end, all disappear.
这些关系呢，都会要在这个神父神和我们这些神儿女的这个里面作为总结。
And it will be concluded in the Heavenly Father and children of God.
这对我们的提醒就是。
And to remind us.
我们无论在哪一个，是做父母亲也好，做儿女也好。
No matter we are parents or we are children.
我们做儿女呢，就应该顺服啊。这个若是父亲的或者父母亲是正当的，我们要顺服他。
When the parents are in right, as children, we have to obey them.
我们要尊敬他。
We have to respect them.
我们要要来照顾他们，到他们年老的时候。
We have to take care of them when they are elder.
当我们作为父母亲的。
As a parent.
我们要对孩子有极大的忍耐和爱心。
We need love and patience to our children.
那你父神怎么爱我们
？How did our heavenly God love us？
我们多么悖逆。
We are so disobedient.
我们常常不愿意和神交通。
We always refuse to have fellowship with Him.
那当我们儿女对我们不对的时候
，When our children wrong to us，
我们就应该想到父神怎么来对待我们。
Then we have to remind ourselves how Heavenly Father treats us.
然后我们这样学习的时候，这个短暂的关系就有永恒的价值。
When we learn this lesson, then these lessons become valuable in the eternity.
我们时间没有太多，所以我想到第三个关系就是讲到弟兄和姊妹的关系。
And I want to mention about the third relationship, which is between brothers and sisters.
所以这个几次特会都提到这个横向的关系啊。
And our special gatherings had mentioned about this horizontal relationship.
虽然我不会有很多时间讲这点，但是在神的心意中，这是一个可能说是最重要的关系。
I might not be able to spend too much time, but in God's will, this is a very important relationship.
我是这样讲的时候是说和其他的人际的关系、肉身的关系比较。
I am talking about our flesh relationship.
啊，因为在以弗所中，你看以弗所书中讲到。
In the book of Ephesians, it mentioned.
讲的最多的是什么关系呢
？What does it mention most?
他讲到夫妻的关系。
It mentioned about relationship between husband and wife.
讲到父母与儿女的关系。
Between parents and children.
讲到雇主和仆人的关系。
Between the master and the servant.
但其他的关系都是弟兄姊妹的关系。
And the rest of the relationships are brothers and sisters.
都是教会的生活，弟兄姊妹怎么建造在一起。
Is the life in church how we can build each other up?
你读圣经的时候，你说这是什么原因呢
？So when we're reading Bible, why is this?
那你用这个最后提到这个原则就很容易解释。
If we use the last mention, then we will understand.
因为你看着圣城耶路撒冷，它没有。这些人的肉体的关系，肉身的关系。
Because when you see this new Jerusalem, there is no more relationship.
主在福音书中讲到，我们到了天上是 不缺不假。
Our Lord mentioned in book Gospels, Gospel books, that when we are in the heaven, we don't marry anymore.
所以我们到天上就没有说夫妻的关系了。
So there is no more relationship between husband and wife.
我们所有的这个永远的关系是弟兄姊妹在一起建成新耶路撒冷这个关系。
The eternal relationship left to the brothers and sisters building this new Jerusalem.
我们没时间读，但你要读启示录二十一章最后这个讲到的时候。
You can read Book of Revelation chapter 21.
这十二个门，十二位天使，十二个支派。
It mentioned about the 12 doors, 12 tribes, 12 disciples.
十二个根基，十二个使徒。
12 foundations,
十二个珍珠。
And 12 pearls.
这都是什么呢
？What are these？
这都是讲到神儿女在基督里面建造的时候的丰富。
It talk about the abundance of brothers and sisters building up.
所以我们在启示录，我们再回到这个旧约的时候，我们看这个主怎么说这个关系。
And if we refer back to the Old Testament.
在这个大卫的上行诗里面
in Paul's Psalm no in David's Psalm
在第一百二十二篇第一节
Psalm 122 verse 1
诗篇一百二十二篇第一节他说人对我说我们往耶和华的殿去我就欢喜
A song of decrees of David I rejoice when they said unto me let us go into the house of Jehovah
耶路撒冷啊我们的脚站在你的门内
Our feet shall stand within thy gate, O Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷被建造如同联络整齐的一座城。
Jerusalem, which art built as a city that is compact together.
众支派就是耶和华的支派上那里去按以色列的常例称赞耶和华的名。
Whether the tribes go up, the tribes of Jah, a testimony to Israel to give thanks unto the name of Jehovah.
因为在那里设立审判的宝座就是大卫家的宝座。
For there are set thrones for judgment, the thrones of the house of David.
你们要为耶路撒冷求平安，耶路撒冷啊，爱你的人必然兴旺。
Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, they shall prosper that love thee.
愿你城中安平安，愿你宫内兴旺。
Peace be within thy beloved, prosperity within thy palace.
因我弟兄和同伴的缘故，我要说愿平安在你中间。
For my brother and companion's sake, I will say peace be within thee.
因耶和华我们神殿的缘故，我要为你求福。
Because of the house of Jehovah our God, I will seek thy good.
所以大卫在那个旧约的时候，他神就开启他。让他能看到这个耶路撒冷的这样的一个情形。
So in the Old Testament, God already revealed to David how this Jerusalem will look like.
我们想想，大卫的时候还没有神的殿。
You can imagine that in the time of David, there was no temple of God.
那个时候是大卫搭了一个帐幕，叫大卫的帐幕。
David only built a tabernacle.
那个帐幕里面，大卫把约柜引到的里面。
David brought the ark into this tabernacle.
但是你看这首诗所写的，说大卫说，好像在灵里面已经看到这个神的殿已经建成。
But in spirit, you can see that David already saw this Jerusalem.
啊，他的心让我们读的时候，我们实在是被感动。
We are touched by how he felt.
我是觉得大卫这里所看到的，他是真实的知道。这个神的殿或者是耶路撒冷的实际是什么
That I truly believe David already see how this Jerusalem is.
所罗门的殿可能没在那里。
The temple built by Solomon may not be the one that David saw.
因为那是在后来的事情。
Because that was afterward.
但是当大卫看到众支派耶和华的支派按照以色列的常例来到耶和华面前称赞他的时候。
But when David saw that the tribes go up, the tribes of Jehovah, a testimony to Israel to give thanks unto the name of Jehovah.
他就看到了这个最后启示录新耶路撒冷的那个灵的意思。
He actually saw the last temple that is mentioned in this book of Revelation.
在灵里面他看到神。
In spirit, he saw God.
他看到神和他的子民在一起。
He saw God and his people together.
我们再看到另一点。
And we saw another point.
在希伯来书中提到再往前一点就亚伯拉罕。
in book of Hebrew mentioned about Abraham.
在创世纪中没有特别提到这一点。
In the book of Genesis, it did not mention this point.
但是希伯来书在圣灵里面开启。
But Hebrew opened up this revelation to us.
他讲到亚伯拉罕是在地上生活的时候。
That during Abraham living on this earth.
他也是和我们一样，要在地上做很多的事情。
Just like us, he has to work.
但他里面有一个心。
But he has this heart.
他就是等候那座有根基的城。
To await for that city with foundation.
所以神给他建议，给他见证说，是神所经营所建造的。
And Lord has testified for him that this city will be built by God.
所以我觉得，我们实在是应该非常的感谢主，把我们弟兄姊妹放在一起。
So we should thank the Lord to put brothers and sisters together.
我们应该非常小心谨慎，我们不要让弟兄姊妹绊倒。
We should be careful and be cautious not to stumble other brothers and sisters.
因为这个短暂的关系背后有极重的神的心意。
Because this short-term relationship brings to the eternal will of God.
不要小看每一次我们奉主名在一起的聚集。
Do not look down on every gathering that we have.
它有这个在外面的好像很多局限的这样的情形。
It looks like there are a lot of limitations.
但是你要知道，神是从永远到永远的神。
But when you know that Lord is from eternal to eternal,
他看这件事情是，若是耶稣基督的生命在我们里面。
He looked whether Lord Jesus' life is among us.
这个就在永远里面有价值。
And this is valuable in the eternity.
所以我们没有别的。我们不可能有做很多轰轰烈烈的事情。
We might not be able to do some hero acts.
但像我们江弟兄最近常常提醒我们。
And Brother John had mentioned us recently.
但若是在基本的生命的经历上，若是能够遵着主的圣灵的引导。
If our basic life can follow Lord's guidance.
我们在将来的就有赏赐。
In the future, we will receive the reward.
第四点我非常快的提一下，就是主人和仆人的关系。
I'll mention the fourth point quickly.
我想我不会太多讲这一点。
That is the relationship of Lord and servant.
我建议弟兄姊妹回去能够听，若是你没有去的话，听这次西安特会和弗吉尼亚特会的信息。
I'd like you to listen to the special gathering from the West Coast and the Virginia.
弗吉尼亚特会说要做神奥秘室的管家。
And it mentioned that we have to be the housekeeper, the steward of the mysteries.
这就是叫做神的仆人。
That is to be the servant of God.
要做忠心的仆人。
To be the honest servant of God.
最重要的要求就是忠心。
The honesty, the loyalty.
第二点呢，就是这个西安特会讲，就是来服侍神。
And the second point that mentioned in the special gathering is to serve God.
就是服侍神的旨意。
Serve his purpose.
所以我觉得非常这两次特会都讲这个主神作为我们的主人，我们是他的仆人。
And these two gatherings mentioned that God is our Lord and we are his servants.
我们没有很多时间，但是我们看最后一次的提到在哪里。
I don't have much time, but let's look at where it was mentioned last in the Bible.
启示录二十二章第三节。
Book of Revelation chapter 22.
第六节。
The verse 6,
第九节
verse 9,
所以我们看到在将来的时候唯有一个职业不失业。
And we will see that in the future there is only one position that you would never lose your position.
你今天要是 Apple 公司的总经理。
Today you may be the general manager in the company.
你或许是一个大医院的主刀。
Or maybe you are a surgeon in the hospital.
你可能是这个非常有名的律师。
Or you may be a famous lawyer.
你到那时候都会失业的。
At that time, you will lose your job.
但在永世中有一个职业不失业。
But in this eternity, there is only one job that you will never be an employed.
就是做神的仆人。
That is to be God's servant.
所以为了这个呢，我们这短暂的人生呢，都是神在训练我们做仆人。
And because of this, our temporary life is for the training purpose.
所以我们看到很多。这个我记得我听到这个孙国多弟兄也讲到。
I remember from Brother Sun also mentioned.
他说我真是盼望到这个将来的新天新地或怎样。
I truly hope to be in this new heaven, new earth.
那时我就不用再讲道了。
And I do not need to preach anymore.
所以讲道也不需要了。
Even preaching is not needed.
好多的好多活我们在这里做的都不需要了。
So much work that we are doing now would not be needed.
很多弟兄姊妹他常常这样讲。
A lot of brothers and sisters say.
他说我将来以后到天上就扫地就可以。
I will just sweep the floor in the future when I'm in heaven.
更谦卑的说我打扫厕所。
And some are more humble and say I'll clean the bathroom.
到那天我们都是灵体。
But at that time we are all spirit.
我们不需要上厕所。
We don't need to go to bathroom.
那你打扫厕所你就失业了。
So you will be unemployed as the bathroom cleaner.
所以你今天在教会里面若是有这个安排是你打扫厕所。
So today you have this position to clean the bathroom.
它不是让你要积累打扫厕所的技巧。
It's not to build your skill.
它是要来改变我们里面的性情。
But to change our interior.
能可以谦卑来服侍弟兄姊妹。
So that we can be humble to serve brothers and sisters.
所以我觉得弟兄姊妹就是感能够激励弟兄姊妹去多听些这些的信息。
I encourage brothers and sisters to listen to these messages.
我最后一点，因为时间实在是没有了。
The last point.
我想讲到就是在这个神和人的关系。
That is the relationship between God and man.
这个呢，在最后一次的提到是在二十二章。
It's last mentioned in the book of Revelation, chapter 22.
他说呢是在。在河边，在河这边与那边有生命树，结十二样果子，每月都结果子。树上的叶子乃为一至万民。
In the midst of the street and of the river, on this side and on that side, the tree of life, producing 12 fruit in each month, yielding its fruit, and the leaves of the tree for healing of the nations.
所以我没有时间，但是我想弟兄姊妹。在这个神要拣选万民来让万民得救的事情上，这件事情你可以从整本圣经都看到。
I don't have enough time to elaborate, but if you can see the heart of God to save all nations.
即使在新耶路撒冷当中，这里面有很多都是外邦人，像我们一样，都是外邦人得救。
In the New Jerusalem, you will see a lot of Gentiles got saved and entered into the city.
在这个《使徒行传》中，在第一章第八节。
In the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8.
主在升天之前告诉他们的就是要让他们在圣灵降临他们身上，让他们在耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极，为他做见证。
Before our Lord ascended to the heaven, he ordered his disciples that you will receive power, the Holy Spirit having come upon you, and you shall be my witness both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the world of the earth.
在马太福音中，主的最后的这个大使命就是。
In the book of Matthew, the last mission.
你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。
That you have to go.To have all the people to be my children.
奉父子圣灵的名来施洗。
And to baptize them in the Holy Spirit's name.
所以我觉得这个就是在最后的时候我们看到还是在这个在新约当中都提到这一点。
And we see this goal mentioned in the New Testament.
我们没有时间但是我们一起在读以赛亚书最近弟兄姊妹在追求的时候以赛亚书中是到处都是讲到神的心意是万民能够归向他。
Let's read some verses from the book of Isaiah because Isaiah has mentioned the will of God all over this book.
所以当他们在耶路撒冷开那些使徒开会的时候他们觉得要不要给这些外邦人传福音。
So they were having, the disciples were having meeting in Jerusalem whether they should spread the gospel to the Gentiles.
但是他们要真正明白圣经的话他知道这些就是神心意是从旧约到新约甚至主升天之前都告诉他们了。
But if they truly understand Lord's will, then you will see that they should see from what Lord had told them while he was on earth and before he ascended.
其实在最早的时候在启示在那个创世纪中神怎么给亚伯拉罕立约
And even in the book of Genesis, how God has promised Abraham.
他要让他地上的万族要因他得福
That the nations, all nations on earth is going to be blessed because of him.
你有没有感到神是从永远到永远的神
Can you feel that our Lord is from eternity to eternity?
摩西就讲到亚伯拉罕这个约的时候他写下这个创世纪。
Moses mentioned in the Old Testament.
这个事情一直的贯穿到最后的时候，在启示录就是一个最后的这个终结，就是要万民因为耶稣基督可以归向，成为圣城耶路撒冷的组成。
That all this chain up all the way to the New Testament, that all people, all nations will become the children of God in this New Jerusalem.
所以我们看，我们刚才就是用到两个原则，一个是最后的提到。
So we see the two principles.
最后的提到 ，last mention.
The last mention.
第二个就是神是从永远到永远的神。
And the eternity of God.
但是我们在看这，我们现在大概是有五个关系。
There are five relationships.
所以我们就看到可以帮助我们读圣经，让我们知道这些关系在我们的现在的生活中有怎样的意义。
These relationships help us read the Bible to refer to our daily life.
这些呢，我觉得对我自己是不是一个高深的理论。
I don't feel these are high-reaching theory.
这些都是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
But these are all the lamp of our feet and light of our life.Of our way.
我最近听那个这几次的江弟兄的信息。
I listened to Brother Jiang's messages recently.
他有一次还在Wyckoff那边也有这个分享。
He also had a sharing in the Wyckoff Church.
这我们好像朱弟兄上次也在聚会中也提到。
And our Brother Zhu also mentioned in previous messages.
他这几次的分享都特别讲到他。的生命的经历。
He mentioned about his life experience.
就像当年保罗要离开的时候，他在提摩太前后书，他没有再讲特别多像以弗所或哥罗西那样的启示。
Just like Paul mentioned in the book of Timothy that he did not mention about the church that much.
他是特别讲到一些实际的一些操练，属灵的操练。
But he mentioned more about the practical training from spirit.
我觉得我们江弟兄他100岁，他在神面前的领受，还有很多都是他生命的一些非常基本的经历。
That our brother Jiang in his age of 100 has so much spiritual experience.
他这些经历呢，我觉得都是因为他看到了神永远的旨意。
His experience is because he saw the eternal will of God.
就他这个江弟兄能够被主这么使用，是因为他里面有明亮的意象。
That he can be used greatly by God because he has this understanding.
所以我觉得对我们也是一样。
And to us, it's the same way.
当我们在夫妻的生活中，我们是不是能想到这个关系，到底神要让我们学什么功课
？In our marriage relationship.What is the lesson that God wants us to learn?
无论我们是做父母还是儿女，主到底把我们放在这里经历这些，他的目的是什么？
What is the purpose of God letting us to be children or to be the parent?
主把我们弟兄姊妹那么不一样的弟兄姊妹放在一起，在这里追求，他的目的是什么？
What is the purpose of God putting us individual brothers and sisters so different from each other?
主把我们常常放在那些工作的环境，我们有很多压力啊。
And Lord put us in our work with great pressure.
那我们这里面到底主让我们学什么功课
？What is the lessons God want us to learn?
我们当我们知道我们这些的短暂的关系将来要成为什么样的关系的时候，这对我们有很大的帮助。
When we understand our short-term relationship is going to build up our eternal relationship, it will help us.
上个周五我们弟兄姊妹一起读这个哥林多后书第四章。
And last Friday, our brothers and sisters read about the Second Corinthians.
他这里第四章十六节他说，所以我们不丧胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天心思一天。
Chapter 4, verse 16. Whereof we faint not, but if indeed our outward man is consumed, yet the inward is renewed day by day.
我们这自战之轻的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
For our momentary And light affliction works for us in surpassing measure an eternal weight of glory.
原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
While we look not at the things that are seen, but at things that are not seen, for the things that are seen are for a time, for those that are not seen eternal.
所以我觉得这对我自己是个提醒，我想对弟兄姊妹也是一个提醒。
To me, it's a great reminder, and I hope it reminds you as well.
我们的人生非常短暂。
That our life is short.
我们有些非常短暂的，还有比较
在这里说的自然之轻的一些的苦处。
That we suffer affliction during this time.
但若是这些能够换来我们和主的关系的突破啊，和主极重无比的荣耀，这是值得的。
But if it can surpass this affliction and enter into the eternal weight of glory.
好，我们一起祷告。
And let's have more prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
谢谢你，主。我们虽然对你话的了解有限。
Even though we have limited understanding about your word.
但是我们感谢你，常常有圣灵帮助我们这些有限的人。
But we thank you for the Holy Spirit to help us.
在你的话中，主，你实在是把你那永远的旨意和将来要成就的都给我们讲明。
That in your word you explain to us what your word means and how it refers to in the future.
你给我们有足够的恩典和圣灵的引导。
You give us abundant grace so that we can receive the Holy Spirit's guidance.
使得我们可以在这个地上短暂的生活。
So that our short-term life on this earth.
借着你给我们的各种的关系。
Through all these different relationships.
我们可以来跟随你。
We can follow you.
我们的目的就是能这样跟随的时候。
Our purpose is when we follow.
你在我们每一位圣徒身上的心意可以得到彰显。
Your will can be revealed through each one of us.
更是把我们团体在纽瓦克这边的弟兄姊妹。
And especially to the group of the Newark Church.
能够你自己的心意可以在我们当中得到成就。
That your will be accomplished among us as well.
主，我们感谢你给我们一切的供应。
We thank you for all the provisions.
谢谢主。
Thanks the Lord.
奉主耶稣的宝贵的名。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.